This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For decades now, the number of people in this country who smoke has been falling. Back in 1994, 25% of Americans smoked, 14% in 2019. But last year, an unusual year in a whole lot of ways, as we all know, last year, for the first time in a very long time, cigarette sales appear to have been steady. Medically and maybe socially not great, but for state budgets, a lot of them stressed by the pandemic, more smoking means more tobacco tax revenue. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
States use that money in many ways, but a lot of it actually goes toward trying to get people to stop smoking. Like this campaign from New York.
Quitting is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. You're twice as likely to.
And Florida.
I feel that I can beat anything in this world but my own cigarette habit.
And this one from Pennsylvania.
If you want help quitting your nicotine addiction, please call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. They'll help you. They helped me.
Tobacco taxes are one of many so-called sin taxes. States charge them on gambling and alcohol, too. They can be as low as 17 cents per pack of cigarettes to as high as $4.50. Sales of cigarettes have declined by about 3% a year, even recently, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But again, not last year. Jackson Brainard is with the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says the demand for drugs of all kinds tends to stay steady during hard times.
Saw this during the Great Recession as well. Tobacco and alcohol taxes were relatively stable. So sin taxes have played a role in keeping state budgets afloat.
New Jersey, for example, is reportedly collecting $42.1 million more dollars in tobacco tax revenue than expected. Sin tax revenue may be a small percentage of state budgets. Brian Sigritz at the National Association of State Budget Officers estimates it's in the single digits. But he says those add up.
It is an area where states often turn to during a downturn to try to bring in additional revenue. It's, you know, typically has more political support than, you know, efforts to increase some of the broad-based taxes.
Colorado and Oregon approved higher tobacco taxes in November. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, at least 24 other states are considering bills that would increase tobacco tax rates. Researcher Vaughn Reese at Harvard Center for Global Tobacco Control has been studying data from cigarette makers and convenience stores. Reese says the pandemic shutdowns may well have played a part in driving people to smoke more.
Certain experiences such as social isolation and the accompanying effects of that that could include depression, that could include boredom, are often associated with an urge to smoke.
And part of the urge, says Reese, is because so many people aren't in regular workplaces or anywhere else where they can't smoke.
Just being confined to one's home means that people are not subject to the clean indoor air laws or the smoke-free laws that they might otherwise have to conform to.
So, what are states going to do with any extra tobacco tax revenue? Andrea Vellante, a public health researcher at the University of Vermont, says after a year grappling with a worldwide pandemic, states shouldn't be tempted to spend it elsewhere.
No, in the ideal scenario, we would be using those funds to continue driving down use and essentially eliminating that revenue stream.
But she says, like a lot of pandemic habits, an uptick in smoking may drop again once things fully reopen. Her research has found that while tobacco sales have increased, so have calls to smoking quit lines. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.